Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jesse James Dupree, and I'm from Jackal. You know Jackal. And when I want to get reckless, I go ahead and listen to Cobras of Fire. That's the only place where I get reckless. I get my chainsaw fired up, and I cut a hole right in your ass with the Cobras of Fire podcast. Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's get this record started.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire podcast, part of the Decibel Geek Podcast Network. We came here to do two things, chew gum and kick ass, and we're all out of ass. Welcome to Cobras and Fire. My name is Baco, and I am joined by the unabducted Luce Cannon. How are you feeling tonight, Luce?
I'm very happy to be here. I don't say that lightly.
Oh, nice.
Craigslist. Be careful, kids.
Yeah, we're here to help. Well, hey, Luce, you know, it's 2019. We're trying to be more proactive with the social media and, you know, acknowledging the people that are kind enough to pay attention to us a little bit. Sure. It's my understanding you have a review or some kind of feedback you'd like to give to a listener who took the time to tell us what they think.
This one, actually, we've done Podchaser, Facebook reviews. This is actually an iTunes review.
Oh, nice.
So it comes from Two Thumb Tom, and it says, I hear there are some people out there that like vodka and orange juice, but I actually prefer Cobras and Fire. Not Cobras and Fire, although Cobras breathing fire would be pretty cool. Come to think of it, Cobras breathing fire while drinking vodka and orange juice would be just spectacular. Rock on and God bless America.
Thank you, Two Thumbs Tom.
I know. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that one was pretty cool, but can I read one more? It's a short one.
Yeah, man. Let's hear it. What you got?
Okay. It comes from SM.
Sounds like a serial killer initials.
Interesting. All right. It says, I just downloaded this podcast. I thought it was downloading Growing Up Rock. I'm going to delete this and download Growing Up Rock instead. 5 stars.
He made the right choice.
He did.
Well done, SM.
Yes.
Well, my Eskimo brother, before we get into today's show, I do want to. Did you know I had a dream about a week ago that I was in the Bullet Boys? I know you're a bit of a. You like to psychoanalyze things. What does that mean, Luce?
Well, I was going to say if you dreamed you're in LA Guns, you're just another person on Earth.
Yeah. But, I was just taking my place in line.
Yeah, that's right. But so you want me to analyze that you were in the Bullet Boys? Quick thing on the side before I go into it. Were you hard as a rock?
I was definitely hard as a rock, yeah.
Okay.
Morning wood, as Tony Harnell would say.
Well, hang on, St. Christopher. I want to know more. Can you tell me more about the dream?
Yeah. It involved a lot of time on the bus, but we went out and played a show, and I was up there. I was playing rhythm guitar while Mark was, you know, next to me. And he was, you know, of course, doing what he does, wearing his, like, elevated, you know, almost like, have you ever seen his boots? They're kind of like Herman Munster boots. It's because he's really short. And they're also, by the way, ridiculously long. There's no way his feet are that big. Yeah, so we're in a bar, and then, like, my wife comes up, and she starts, like, you know, like, really wanting to get my attention, but it's just that Mark is rocking so hard that he takes all my attention. And then at some point, we're eating chicken fingers somewhere, and it's like clearly nighttime, you know, like probably a Waffle House, but like those neon lights are really bright, and I think I might have been hungover.
That's a lot of detail. Yeah, usually when I wake up, I don't remember but the last 15 seconds of a dream.
Okay.
But that's excellent. I don't. Are you telling me I need to analyze this?
What do you think? Well, what was? Is it? Am I going to be okay?
Did the syrup on the side of it, was it Mrs. Butterworth, and did it say smooth up in ya?
Smooth up in ya!
Can I ask you more about your time with the Bullet Boys at Waffle House? You were with the Bullet Boys at Waffle House, yes?
Yeah, I believe it was a Waffle House, but I'm just speculating. That could be just conjecture.
Did you dine and dash and just leave a note that said Ode to Joe?
Oh, man, I missed you. How you been tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm done with that. We're trying to work with that story that you gave me.
I didn't give you much, and you did great. But back to the social media and the reviews and stuff like that. I'd like to remind the listeners that they can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CobrasAndFire. We are also we have our own little private group, Cobras on Fire. You can join it. You just got to ask.
Yes.
And Twitter, our handle is @CobrasFire. Our YouTube page, I don't even know what it's. I don't know if we actually have a handle on that. But if you search Cobras and Fire, you'll find our channel there. We share it on the Facebook page and the YouTube page from time to time. But of course, our podcast can be found worldwide on all your podcast apps, on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify. Pretty much anywhere, as long as you put the word podcast in after Cobras and Fire, you will find us on your standard Google search.
That's correct. You done with that? That's exhausting.
Pretty good, huh?
With that list. Yeah, it's not bad. You hit it pretty quick. So
hey, let me share something with you. I picked up, you know, you've been kind of getting into the new vinyl thing, I know. I thought it'd be kind of fun every now and then if we just shared a new vinyl album we got and give a kind of quick review. Is that all right?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, bring it.
I know you're a big fan of Slipknot. I just picked up their 10th anniversary edition. Okay, for people listening, that delayed laugh was that he is not a fan of Slipknot. Their 2009 record, the last one with Paul Gray before he died. 2008, I'm sorry. All Hope is Gone. They just released a 10th anniversary of it. Beautiful package. It sounds amazing. A double vinyl thing. I will say this. I'm starting to have one little bitch about all these single albums put on four sides. You got to flip these fuckers way too quick. It's slightly better, longer than listening to a 45, man.
No, it is a little goofy.
It does help with the sound.
That's what I've been told. I've been told, getting into this vinyl thing, about all these things I never knew growing up about the intricacies of how the end of the record doesn't sound as good as the beginning. Do you really hear that?
I do, yeah, really, absolutely.
You do actually hear the last track all sounding shit.
You hear the night. It's almost like you hear the needle rubbing a little bit. I mean, look, it doesn't like it. That's making it sound like it's garbage. I'm just saying it does make a difference. It's audible to me anyway.
I'll give you one example of that too. Is that you know, one of our top five? One of my top five. I forget if it was in your official one, but it was the Cobra's top five. Was the Book of Bad Decisions Clutch?
Yeah, it was in my top 10.
But that one is a double album too, so it's like three or four songs per side. So it gets pretty annoying, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's just like 15 minutes. Listen, it's a lot of work. If I'm sitting down on a couch and I got to get up every 15 fucking minutes, right?
Yeah, but yeah, I usually am rocking out. Like I got the air guitar strapped on.
So you're right by it. You can do an easy switch.
Oh yeah, I don't have to get up. Okay. You know what I mean? I just walk. I kind of harness the air guitar to the hip. Walk to the turntable, flip it over, and then carry on. And, you know, the cats usually like to nap while I'm doing this, so I have company. Yeah.
So mine is, and I got to tell you, this is the one that I would use for anybody, like, saying, why are you getting a turntable or a record player? What is this, 1975 or whatever? And I would always, because of all the orchestration and Andy Wallace's mix in this is just madness good. And even if you weren't that big of a fan of this, this is like the one you should do to calibrate your entire stereo, and that is Ghost Prequel. I really think this sounds amazing. I'm not sure your opinion of it, but I love the packaging. I love the 45 that comes in it too, and I think they just put together a very well put together just overall experience. And plus, it's less than $20 on Amazon. I think it's like $17 usually. So
I bought it in store about a week after you talked to me about it for $19.99. So okay, yeah, it is affordable. And I will tell you this. That now I had a Slayer record for a while that I never opened that was clear vinyl, and I had played that first.
Is this the colored vinyl controversy?
A little bit. Now I'm starting to believe some of the feedback I've got from Pete and Joey on the I Am Vinyl group on Facebook that there have been some progress made. Like, it's like the colored vinyl sound thing is a legit thing, but they've kind of figured a way past it in the last, I don't know, 10 years or whatever. But the clear vinyl, I tell you, I only have two, one being the Ghost one. It sounds amazing. Plus, the Judas Priest Record Store Day reissue is like a translucent green, which is, you know,
of what?
Of Rock-a-Rolla. Sounds amazing.
It does? See, I never got into that one.
Well, look, it sounds like that record. It doesn't sound like they re-recorded it. I'm just saying it pops. It's clear. You can hear everything, and it's really well done. But to the record you're talking about, hands down, totally agree with everything you're saying. I think the album sounds immaculate. It's again, it's like they call it kind of a what do they call the like a fog or something like a smoke? That's what it was.
Smoke. Yeah. Smoke vinyl.
But it's basically just clear vinyl with a little bit of black splashed in it. But it looks cool as fuck. It's a great presentation, well put together from every aspect of it. It's, you know, and it just does. It sounds really good.
All right, Paco, let's just drop the needle. We'll be right back.
We're getting really close to that Vinnie Vincent return to full shred in Nashville, Luce. I know, like me, you've bought non-refundable first-class tickets and
yep.
and the VIP package and all that stuff.
Sure.
The weird thing is, though, the venue that's hosting it, something called Rocket Town in Nashville, they don't mention anything about the show on their website. And it, as we're talking, we're right around a week away. You and I talked, and you actually contacted the place and talked to them.
I did.
Yeah, tell me how that went.
Yeah, sure. It went like this. I called them and said exactly kind of what you said. I said, hey, I'm calling. I'm really excited about the Vinnie Vincent concert coming up in February, whatever it is, right? It's February?
Yeah. February 8th and 9th.
And the guy on the phone, you know, called, picked up right away. And he was like, yeah, that's not confirmed between the promoter. We're not sure why he put that out there. There's no contract. Contract, hear that? No contract.
I don't have a brand.
Yeah, so we have no confirmation that it is going to happen.
And I can confirm, as we're speaking, you can still buy tickets to this show through the Vinnie Vincent ticket website.
Really? There's still nothing on their site?
On the Rocket Town, no. On Vinnie
still,
Vincent's.
As of today.
Yeah.
January 23rd.
But wow. There was that some other big news today.
Go ahead, please.
You know, because he announced that Carmine Appice and Tony Franklin were going to be the rhythm section for his band. And
okay.
Initially it was going to be Robert Fleischman, but then Robert Fleischman realized that
I'm too old for this shit.
He went all Murtaugh on the situation.
Yeah, Murtaugh so, with bad grammar. But
yeah, so, but they just announced the guy who will be singing, a guy named Jim Crean.
Whoa. The Jim Crean?
Yes. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Because this is the Jim Crean who sells soap.
That's exactly the same Jim Crean I'm thinking of. Are you talking about the guy at jimcrean.net? That's J-I-M-C-R-E-A-N, not M, like cream of wheat, .net.
Yeah.
Is that the same guy?
That's the same guy. Do you have some advice for the listeners right now?
I would. Now, we know that you use us during your commute to decompress, to escape. Either on your way to work or back. But I will tell you right now, we don't normally ask our listeners to do this, but we are asking you to stop listening. If you are moving in a car and driving, pull off to the side of the road. Do this later. You must go, while we are talking about this, to jimcrean.net to fully experience this bit.
It's a time warp of a website, if you ask me.
It really is. So now you've done this. We are going to proceed with Jim Crean of jimcrean.net. Can you please give us some information about this gentleman?
Well, let's just start with his website. So the listeners there, it comes up and it kind of has this weird 1998 kind of layout. Start where you want, but I would click on the Jim Crean Jaguar Collection Raw Tejas Soap, which... Did you already say the punchline that it's sweat like an animal and smell like a rock star?
I have not, but I've said it in my head ever since I saw this when you said it to me.
God. What does smelling like a rock star mean to you? Because that could be a combination of sweat and cocaine. You know?
Sure, it can be a lot of different things. It depends who you are. Like if you sweat like a like an animal and smell like a rock star, you could be Tom Kiefer, which means you are basically just nothing but sweat glands. Formed into a rectangle and sold to you for $10. I don't know. That's one version of
you
smelling
like. You can smell like the wet spot on a hotel sheet.
I love the fact that the picture of soap is out of focus.
Oh, I know.
Well.
Yeah. Again, this is like the early days of the internet. Like he's like he bought like the very first digital camera and took a picture of this. And the soap looks like what? Some kind of mixed like hybrid like plastic
tiger?
Cheetah.
Cheetah, and also if you look right on the right hand side, you can actually see a beer bottle just out of focus.
Yeah, no, it's just awesome. It looks, yeah, that might be a Budweiser. But you go up to the top there. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff on here. Well, if you look at his biography, he talks about being.
Where is that at?
It's under the biography tab.
Well, hold on. Let me. That's one of. There's like 9,000.
Yeah,
tabs
he's.
Here, so.
I like how they're all like. They're all like hyphened left.
Right, but so you understand, you don't normally go to a website that says home, about us, this, that, another. That's the menu. This menu is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 9 levels of random shit. So that's why it was hard for me to find where it says biography.
Yeah,
it's
it takes a little bit to get used to it. That's why we're trying to walk the listener through. We've done the hard work. But yeah, in his biography, it says that he was voted best male vocalist of Buffalo for 2013, 14, and 15, but he's selling himself short. If you go to his awards tab, you see that Buffalo Nightlife also gave him that same award in 2011 and 2012. So those are some pretty major acknowledgments. Best original singer in Buffalo.
It absolutely is. And the other thing that I have to say is, so far, even on the second page of this website and this individual, again, Jim Crean, is exactly the person that I would think would be lead vocalist for the Vinnie Vincent Shred Show.
Have you seen more consistently awesome album cover artwork?
No, I have not. Where can I find that? Would that be under the section, the entire section is just called A Piece?
Well, you can find it there. You can find it under Purchase, Elegance, Excess, and Decadence, CD.
Oh,
that's actually a tab.
That,
you can also
it's a tab. It's actually a command.
Purchase Jim Crean's self-titled CD. But
holy fuck!
But I think that the best way to do it is to go to Purchase Jim Crean Album Collection tab. That shows all four of his major label releases.
Let me take a look at this. Okay, I see these all in one. There's a Buy Now tab that I think will take your soul if you actually click on it. Hold on for a second.
Is anybody actually typing in credit card information on this website? This looks shadier than Vinnie Vincent's business practices.
Yeah, at first I thought the name of the website wasn't jimcrean.net, but it was just called Not Secure.
I've never heard of this guy, and looking at this website, I have a hard time believing it's real. It makes sense that he's the singer of a show that's never going to happen.
Here's another tab at the top, which you'd normally see on any website. The tab is just called Purchase Jim Crean's Greatest Hits.
Oh, my Lord. He has his own Greatest Hits CD.
He has his own Greatest Hits, and he also, on this cover, he is wearing a That Metal Show t-shirt.
I was just going to point that out.
And boy, does he look like a That Metal Show kind of guy.
There's no chance. I mean, this guy's in Buffalo. There's no chance he didn't attend a couple New York tapings, right?
He was definitely there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he didn't order this online. He bought that shirt in person.
This is a guy, you know, at That Metal Show, they record an entire season like a weekend.
Yeah,
they would
yeah,
just
keep
showing. You see the same? This guy was definitely in the front row for like season 5.
I'm pretty sure he's the guy who let Steven Adler out of the cake. Oh my
episode.
God, he's got a Twitter page. Let me see. It doesn't even take you to Twitter.
Nope, it just takes you. It actually takes you to MySpace.
All right, Vinnie Vincent fans, Jim Crean, motherfucker.
The best part is, right now we can do this. Facebook doesn't take you to Facebook, but yet it opens up a comment section.
Oh my
where you
Lord.
Can add a comment on Facebook, but I'm not even sure where it goes.
This guy has a fucking guitar endorsement? No, what? This is bullshit. This is like an Onion page.
He also, randomly, has a tab called Velvet Crush.
Oh my God, click on the classic tab.
Hold on, it just says classic?
Yeah,
hold on.
Top left.
Top left, classic. Hold on. What in the living fuck is this?
Okay, I actually see the guys from Angel and Marty Friedman. Oh my Lord, this is orgasmic. What the hell? And he's down at the bottom playing the lute? with not Carmine Appice, but Vinnie Appice.
For those that you have maybe tuned out at this point, we're helping you out here. This picture we're talking about right now is officially our album art. I'm calling it right now.
Holy shit. That is Robbie Lochner. Nobody knows who he is because that's Jack Russell's guitar player manager. Oh, my! Mike Tramp is in this picture. What the hell? Oh, but this is a who's who of who's that.
Beat.
Paco, can I help you out with a little bit of navigation help?
Yeah, what am I going here?
All right, so you're on the menu tab. You know, there's the main menu.
The one thing that stays constant, the background and the menu.
I want you to start the menu, and I want you to go to the sub-menu, the sub-sub-menu, the sub-sub-sub-menu, the sub-sub-sub-sub-menu, and the sub-sub-sub-sub-menu, it says Pro Player Art Kick Lids Endorsement. Do you see that?
Yeah, clicked it. Oh, boy.
What are kick lids? Are these drummers? Drums? Oh,
boy, they sound like it, but I don't know.
All I need you to do is to scroll to the bottom to see a pixelated picture of him making a pouty face with his own, it looks like his own possible label for a whiskey bottle.
Oh, my Lord. He invented it's because of him we have the Kardashian selfie.
It is amazing. This whole thing is, he should just be named jimpixelation.net. Hold on for a second. There's another site, rawtejassoap.com. I am going there.
That's where the soap is.
It is not secure, but I have not gone here. Oh, he has bath bombs. He sells, his main thing is raw Tejas soap. So can you click on that link?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, ooh, nice. I'm on.
Oh, this is he must have designed both websites.
Yeah, because all the words are off, and it just says W Tejas soap. But again, it's raw Tejas, T-E-J-A-S. SOAP.com. I am here, and I can't really see where to actually buy some of this shit. Maybe it's where it says our products after some soap info. Yep, here it is.
It must be near that picture of him in front of lions and be in front of a moon.
That's where you should usually go when you buy something. Okay, I found something called Winter Wonderland. It's a slab of soap that is normally $5, but on sale for $3.50. Would you like me to add it to cart?
Yeah, pick it up, buddy.
All right. Sounds like a good deal. It's $3.50, but the shipping is $9. You know I did it. It's over and I feel fine. Nothing you could say is gonna change my mind. Waited and I waited the longest night. Nothing like the taste of sweet decline.
Something killing you. It's a shame we have to die, my dear. Now mentioned at the beginning of the show that you are the unabducted loose cannon. Conveniently enough, you did not say you were the unanally probed loose cannon. Why don't you explain to us why you were not abducted?
Sure. Well, basically, I went on a Craigslist adventure and I came back to do a podcast alive. Got it?
Uh-huh.
And this was from a, you know, I've been getting into the vinyl, getting into the records lately. And, you know, when you're starting off, just like anything, you look at your collection and it's rather dismal. You're getting some great albums like I have been, but I only had like 7 or 8. And I was like, how can I up my game? And we've had this conversation. I'm like, I even started to ask for your records, right? I was
Hey, man,
you got some duplicates? You want to send some of that shit my way? You want to do some of that, right?
Yeah.
And because, you know, I had like 7 or 8 albums to my name since Christmas, getting the turntable. So I saw.
And you wanted to accelerate the unpurging of vinyl.
That's right. I am bringing the reverse purge into my home. You know, I've really enjoyed. Just
your wife
to, like,
must be thrilled.
She's actually fine with it.
Yeah, of course.
It takes up as long as I buy an IKEA organizer and keep everything nice and tidy. I'm fine.
IKEA does have that perfect vinyl collector shelving unit. Yeah,
it's called Calyx.
Calyx. Yes, we have a bunch of them actually. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah. So, you know, I've enjoyed them, but, you know, I have the new Kiss Alive, got Alice Cooper Killer, Abbey Road, and I've just been enjoying all this, but I was like, I got to go deep. First off, have you ever bought anything on Craigslist ever?
Never.
Wow. Have you ever sold anything on Craigslist?
Never.
You will. It's called your pinball machine, and I see it in your future. Just okay. So you know. Okay, well, did you know what Craigslist is besides a place
I'm very familiar with Craigslist. I've actually looked for certain items on there. I've just never actually purchased anything. I also don't want to get killed in somebody's basement, but anyway.
Right, and that's where I'm going. So essentially it was always like, where do you live? He lives in this place called Aurora, which is about 30, 40 minutes away from where I live. And he actually said, all these records are stored at my sister's basement. You're welcome to come over and take a look and pick which ones you want. But $100 is the minimum purchase. So going into that, that's kind of a weird deal, right?
If I'm going to spend my time selling
you stuff, driving to my sister's place.
Yeah, maybe he flies in like he's some kind of aloof freaking weirdo that lives in Montana. He's got a helicopter.
So I get in my car, start the journey out there. I have no idea. Aurora can be kind of hit or miss out there, but the...
That's where all the Mexicans live, right?
No, but it's by the... You know how every town has that town that's by the airport? And the closest you get to the airport is not usually the best.
Well, but also the closer you get to the airport, the higher the quality of strip bars are.
That is true. Yeah. But no, the neighborhood seems like, you know... Whatever, your regular American neighborhood. You go, every house looks the same. Yeah, and I pull up to the house. Guy meets me out there. Steve. Steve is his name. Did I mention his name is Steve?
Yeah, Steve. He's waving at you in the driveway. Was it freshly shoveled?
Drinking a martini.
Yeah, we're seeing two different pictures here. We carry on.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, so he. You know, he's
in a folding chair with his legs crossed. Not the manly way.
Come in to my domain. Yeah. And so I go in there and
not the way James Bond would.
I understand. Like currently it is, as of this recording, it is January 18th. And it could have been December 25th because not a single thing had been changed inside the house. It's completely. Have you taken down any of your Christmas stuff or is your tree still upside down?
We just finished last weekend.
So he goes up there and just tell me what you would say in this situation. He opens the basement door and says, "You first."
I'm going to go back to the Murtaugh. I'm too old for this shit. So you're about to head down into a murder basement at some guy's house in the middle of Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter what you are. If you're at a party with people you know, and you open a door to a basement and you say you first, that's a bit rapey. That's all I got to say right there. It's just a little rapey. Any situation, if you open a door to a basement, you do not ask the other person to go first.
Right now you're thinking that Love Gun copy better have the goddamn gun in it.
That's That's right. If I'm getting raped, I better get the that $1 billion babies album better have the actual $1 billion bill inside of it. So anyway, I said, oh no, you first. And the lights weren't even on at this point, just so you understand. The light switch was not even turned on. So we transitioned to him going down and showing me the way into the basement instead of me going down, not knowing where I was going. And in the corner were all these like just crates full of albums. I would say, he said, right here is about 3,000 albums.
That must have cost him like $2,000.
If you had this set up and you had somebody that was going to buy the albums, what would you do at this point is the person that brought you down there? Would you walk away? Would you stand next to me the entire time if I was looking through the albums? What is your deal?
I would hover directly behind you and breathe like one of those guys that like breathes while they eat.
That is exactly the right manners that this guy used. So because and I think this is so I'm down in this basement and I'm thinking to myself, why are you right behind me watching me flip through all these albums? Because it's not like I can steal them. I can't all of a sudden like slip them into my shirt
you're
real quick.
Shifty.
Just bolt. All of a sudden just grab 10 random albums and just bolt up the basement. I'm out of here. I mean, come on. There's nothing I'm going to take. But anyway, so he's there and he's watching. I'm flipping through things. He's giving his commentary on what albums are great and which are not, which is super awesome.
Oh, my God. Was this guy taking pictures with you in the Alice Cooper photo pit?
Oh, I think so. But I got to tell you this much. I went through three of these crates at this point. So I've gone through probably 300, 400 records. I don't even have one yet, Baco. Nothing.
I warned you on this. Like, what if this thing's been picked through already and you're locked into $100? You're going to come home with 20 copies of Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Well, that is funny what you say, because some of the things that I took to get to the 100 are in that zone. So there was one point when I flipped through one crate. This is not an exaggeration. It was nothing but albums by Bread and Ted Nugent. So amazed by the fact that Brett actually had so many albums. I bought one just because of the title alone. It was called Gluten Free.
Did he not have any copies of yeast infection left?
What the fuck, bread? What a terrible name for any of it. That's like a band name that we would come up with.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what
the
that
only
means,
worse. But... The only thing worse than naming your band Bread is naming it Bread Blackstone. I mean, horrible,
blue,
horrible name.
Blue Breadstone.
And I'm looking through this, and I was at the point, when at this point, because I still hadn't had any, that I was like, maybe I should grab a copy of Cat Scratch Fever. You know, like, there was something called Scorpion's Greatest Hits Volume 2, which had no songs I'd ever heard of in my entire fucking life. It came out in like 89.
Now, at
like,
this point, like, had he put the GIMP outfit on?
He's getting close. I'm sure he was getting a little fidgety. He's like, this motherfucker better start grabbing some albums quick. And that's why he started doing his sales
technique.
He's
going
like,
in the box.
That's right. So this is where I was at.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Are you ready for the first thing that I grabbed to get to the – as I – he goes, are you a Bruce Springsteen fan? And I go, no, not really. And he pulls out Bruce Springsteen and the Street Band Live 1975 to 85.
Oh, that five album deal.
He's like, you can have that for 12 instead of 15. I'm like, and I looked at it and I go, dude, there's Lee McCormick and there's people that have entire podcasts about Bruce Springsteen. There's got to be something on here that I'm going to enjoy.
Yeah, you'll find a song or two.
And I actually already have. Okay. But like, I'm like, okay, this is going to help me. This five album deal. So I was like, okay, now I got Bruce Springsteen. And then
he's getting finally, fidgety. He's like, this guy's got to get some records in this pile. Otherwise I got to rape him.
So you're either going to give me a hundy.
Are you in his basement right now? Are you podcasting from it? Do you need help?
And the end result of this is I did not get to $100. I'm stuck in his basement, and I'll be podcasting from here. Every once in a while, you'll hear me grunt. I'm sitting there. He goes, hey, what kind of stuff you like? And I go, like everything that was in the picture that's not here.
I don't like black dildos. I don't like I don't like rubber gimp suits. I like leaving your house.
I don't like a hammer in the back of my head.
Yeah, I don't like feeling like I'm about to get mutilated in some way.
But you know, when I was down there though, and I thought I might get murdered or not make it out of the way, I was thinking about like my funeral. They would have said, you know, but he went out the way he would have liked to, in a random person's basement, looking at records. That was pretty
much
his dream.
Time I'm thinking like. You have already gone to greater lengths to just score 30 albums on vinyl than I ever did to get laid.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were and her scars or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten.
Still something left to say. What's when I told her I love?
Well, I'm glad you're still among the living, despite you do have kind of a...
another album that was in that picture that wasn't there, Among the Living.
Well, we talked in the last episode a little bit about Eddie Trunk and CMS kind of commenting about the whole Kiss VIP packages. And just a reminder to everybody who either did or did not listen, I am selling the microphone that I use on every podcast. Well, I use it for part of the show, for about 2 minutes. But I will sign it, I will smash it, and you can have it for $25,000. If you want the cable, you can get that for an additional $2,000. But they're going to go quick, though. So hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. You let us know which show mic you want for $25,000. Sure. And which one of us, right? You're selling yours, too, as well.
You can be the proud owner of the microphone that we smashed right after we mentioned Jerk Socks for the first time in episode 87. And the remaining little shards from that, too, will also be put in a set of Jerk Socks.
Oh, collector's item, people.
Yeah.
And you will get a certificate of authenticity because those things are super legit.
If that's not a conversation piece, I don't know what is.
Exactly. You just mount that fucker on a wall and start talking about that.
It's a coffee table.
And for all the single guys out there, it's a way to seal the deal when the squish comes home. We're talking about VIP experiences that you can get with all these bands. Gene and Paul have their own thing. We talked about Gene, you know, like every show you can buy the sword that he shoots, you know, blows fire from. In all 20 of them per show. Mm-hmm. Paul is selling his guitar, and for an additional $2,500, the guitar strap. None of this stuff comes with a ticket to the show, but all of it requires a ticket to the show, conveniently.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing, right? By the way, Gene is selling the vault on this tour. Yeah, same thing.
You kidding me?
No, here's the worst thing. It's like only 10 per show. And he comes out after the show but doesn't clean up. So you get sweaty makeup, full costume Gene for what? I mean, the guy's got to be feeling like looking at his watch the entire time, right? Like, this is not like the experience he was selling for the same price. But, yeah, he's just trying to dole these fuckers out as much as he can. So I
before he sees you, though, he gives himself a nice polish with raw Tija soap. Jim Crean
just kind of rubs it all over his face and it's kind of mushy. So yeah, you got this sweaty, smeared makeup, blood dripping everywhere, still in full costume Gene, and he'll talk to you about anything because he is fully knowledgeable on all topics.
If I could just comment too, I always think that the second half of a Kiss concert is always hilarious looking at Gene because he looks like kind of like a drunk uncle after eating spaghetti.
Oh my god! Because
it's like just like right when he doesn't clean up, he's just got the blood half on his clothes.
Prior to we'll just say the reunion, he could pull it off. It looked because he was still young and thin. Now he is kind of like that. What you said, that uncle that like didn't realize he threw up spaghetti on himself.
That's what I'm saying. Ugh. So anyway, you get spaghetti sauce Gene for $2,000. Is it $2,000 or is he charging more now?
Yeah, it's $2,000. Yeah.
Okay.
A limit of 10 people, and you get to bring one guest. But yeah, that's going to be a rushed fucking situation. And again, you don't get to get it unless you have a ticket to the show, which is not included in the $2,000.
The photos you're getting from that have to be amazingly terrible. You know what I mean? Like, look, I just paid $2,000. I got this vault. And here's this sweaty 70-year-old man with just at the end of his day looking like he's about to go to sleep.
I want this experience less than what he was selling before. You know what I mean? I don't want it this way. But what about Tommy and Eric, man? They got to get in the game, right? What kind of VIP stuff would we have to have some ideas to help Tommy and Eric make a little extra cash on the side, right?
Tommy Thayer is selling his Epiphone Les Paul, which retails for $1,100, but since he played it on stage, it's now used, and it's $200.
That's a really good deal. Plus, if you dress right, throw on some makeup, you might actually be in Kiss for a little bit. But Eric Singer also wants a little bit of this side action, you know? He wants to make a little cash on the side, just like the other guys. So the Eric Singer VIP package, when he comes to your town, if you're one of the lucky people to sign up for this, for $25, he will go out clubbing with you, assuming you're paying the cover charge. And he'll stand next to you and make you look taller to women.
Another random episode of Gold. You know, the thing that's great is we can just talk about whatever we want because we've never had to sell our soul, right? We don't work for the man. We come out with episodes every Tuesday on time, every week. For what reason? For our love of rock and roll. Isn't that right, brother?
I couldn't agree more, Luce, because we don't sell our soul. You know what else doesn't sell their soul? Bud bags. How many times has this happened to you? You get your Samsung Galaxy phone or maybe your new Kindle just arrived from Amazon. The joy of testing out the new tech is ruined by a pair of earbuds packed in the box. I know it's hard to resist the urge to just grab them and throw them out the window, listeners, but now you don't have to. I mean, no one likes stepping on a pair of discarded earbuds while out for a stroll. Be a responsible tech owner and place your earbuds in a bud bag. A bud bag is a non-biodegradable plastic made specifically for disposing of unwanted earbuds, which, of course, is all earbuds. Am I right, people? So do the responsible thing and toss your earbuds in a non-recyclable plastic bag we call the bud bag. Go to iwantmybudbag.com, enter the code COBRAFIRE for 20% off your first order, and add to the landfill.
Wow, Baco, that sounds like a great product. What was it called again?
Bud bags. I really recommend everybody get into them, not for any personal reason, but just in case they're wondering, it's iwantmybudbag.com. Enter COBRAFIRE and get 20% off your first order. What's on your mind, Loose Cannon?
Well, I have a lot of things in my mind, but first I got to just tell you that the whole story you just told me seems so natural, not contrived. It just rolled off the tongue, and it seemed like it just fit perfectly into the show. No interruptions. It just felt like part of the conversation. So thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we do here, right? We just entertain the listener. Yeah.
And with that said, I'd like to talk about our Buy Us a Beer campaign.
Oh, nice.
And it is our annual fundraiser to keep us drunk on the podcast to provide you, the listener, with amazing content. And for as little as $5, you can pick the beer for Baco and I to have while recording. What will we do with said beer, Baco?
We will take a picture of ourselves recording the episode while drinking it, and we will post it on social media so you can see. And we will talk about you on the podcast while we review the beer.
And that is what you get for $5. You go to GoFundMe.com/CobrasFire, or you go to our Facebook page, and you see the Shop Now button. You're not really shopping. You're buying us beer. You click that. It takes you right to that page, and you can donate whatever you'd like. But $5 alone gets you props on the show. And that is not $5. That is priceless.
And it helps keep the show afloat.
That is correct. Helps go towards our funding costs or hosting costs or whatever else you want to call it. I'm on my fourth beer, Baco, and all of our fans have bought it for me at some point, somehow. The math is there.
You want to get out of here?
I do. Work's not dead.
It's getting raped in a basement. Make funny thing about Standing Hampton is that that wasn't just Sammy Hagar's pinnacle before 5150. That's my Joey Haney impersonation.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.